This Bee Podcast Network show is presented by IXL. IXL's all-inclusive online teaching and learning platform simplifies EdTech needs and accelerates achievement in 95 of the top 100 U.S. school districts. IXL delivers personalized learning across a comprehensive pre-K to 12 curriculum, including math, language arts, science, and social studies, and it helps you assess student performance through actionable real-time insights at every level of your school or district. This one solution performs work that typically requires dozens of different tools. Want to find out why so many leading districts trust IXL? Visit IXL.com/BE. That's IXL.com/BE.
Steel Talk Radio, Season 7, Episode 17. Welcome to Season 7, Episode 17 of TL Talk Radio. I'm Lynn Funy-Hetton.
And I'm Randy Ziegenfuss. Today, we're speaking with Misha Fagenson from Thinking Cap Innovations, screen-free and touch-free learning. Thinking Cap Innovations is a startup dedicated to developing voice-first applications in education for children, teens, and their families. Misha is a musician at heart and a physicist by education, but his real passion lies in building products inspired by being a parent. We're going to talk about one of those products today.
So welcome to the podcast, Misha.
Yeah, thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Randy. Very excited to be here.
Excellent. So Randy and I we have to tell you, we're both Alexa owners and users. So everything from playing music to starting the car. So really interesting topic that we're going to focus on today. But let's get started first with a conversation about how you became interested personally in the topic of screen-free and touch-free learning.
So I'm a physicist by education, but about 8 years ago, I loved physics. And together with my wife, we started an app development company that helps young parents like ourselves. And our first product was Baby Sleep App. It was just when our first son was born. At about the same time, we learned about power of white noise. So I said to myself, and about the same time we bought iPhone, I was tinkering with this. I always like to build my own stuff. And I was tinkering with iPhone. I was trying to build different apps. And I said, why don't I try to build something? And I built this white noise app. We called it Sound Sleeper, just to help our son sleep better. And then we put it in the App Store in suddenly it just took off. I started receiving love letters from the parents, actually. So it was very exciting. So I never went back to physics. So that's how it started.
No love in physics.
Right. So yeah, you know what? Exactly, because you're actually working in the lab all the time. And I really love doing something, building something that people can use and something that helps people. So it was a very powerful realization. Yeah, so but as our kids grew, about 3 years ago, our first son, our oldest son who inspired our first company, he started first grade. And around that time, we bought Alexa. And I was looking at my kids, how they interact with this device. And it was interesting for me. I was asking myself, can I use this device to help him study math? And when I watched my kid playing with this device, I saw a few very interesting things. First of all, the way they talk to Alexa. When they interact with Alexa, they talk to them that like it's a real person. They can laugh at it and they get upset with it. And I realized that if I build something educational, it will feel to them that they are talking to a real teacher. So that was a very interesting realization. And another even more powerful realization was that they can interact with Alexa and do math while doing other things. So it was just enough to put them in the car, to sit together with them on the carpet and spread Lego or Magnetile, some toys in front of them. And they were playing with their toys, building something with Lego and doing math at the same time. And that's actually something very powerful because it often happens that our learning time, our homework time, and our play time is a competition with each other, but it doesn't have to be this way. You can do both of them at the same time. So that was very interesting. And the third most important realization was that there's no, it's not even a realization, it's just there's no screen. And today, I don't think after half a year, more than half a year of pandemic, I don't think we have to convince anybody how damaging screens can be for the kids. And here there's something, there's no screen. And we actually have no screens at home. We don't have TV, we don't have computer games, we're really strict about that. So there's something really, something that talked to me. So I saw that it's real potential. So that's how this project started.
So no screens at home. So you really have a, you really have quite the playground for this idea of screen-free, touch-free learning.
Right, right. Yeah, and exactly, exactly. That's something that's in the basis of it. And talking about math, around the same time, I met Fred Park. Fred Park is my co-founder. He's a math teacher and instructional coach in Cambridge Public Schools. We lived in Boston at the time, and he was a teacher of my kids. And we talked about this, and when I introduced him this idea, he immediately said, "Oh, that's something I was waiting for, this technology, like for 20 years, because you don't understand, the screens is so bad." So we started talking about screens, and around the same time, I was actually also talking to other teachers in the school and in other schools in the neighborhood, just to understand. Just to understand how they use technology in the classroom. And you may be surprised, or maybe not, the most common answer that I heard from the teacher was when I asked him, what do you do with computers in the classroom? The most common answer was, I hate computers in the classroom. I hate screens in the classroom. So I was like, wait a minute. Hate is not like I don't like. It's like when people realize how ineffective screens can be in the classroom, there's something here. So that's how we came up with this idea, starting the company.
All right. So on your website, we can learn about this thing that you call ThinkingCap Math, which is an Alexa-based teaching assistant that uses Common Core standards for grades K through 4. So talk to us specifically about ThinkingCap Math. We're intrigued, and I know our listeners are going to be intrigued too. So how do you use Alexa for this?
Yeah, so that's something very interesting. So I'm sure your listeners they know this term, mental math. So mental math is our ability to do math in our head without paper, without calculator. And it turns out to do math in our head in early age is extremely important. There was a big research a few years ago that our ability to do math in our head in the early age actually defines our ability to acquire high level math later. So we actually realized that what we are doing, we're helping kids by teaching them to do math in their head in the early age. We help them to succeed in their math in high school and helping them to get into college. So it's like really it's like very powerful realization. So the way we'll build this, in the center of the, it's actually built as a game. The kids who use the program, they're at home or the kids in the classroom, they're part of the team. And different teams, they compete with each other. So as we know, competition can be very bad for struggling kids. But the way we build it, it's actually we are competing as a team together against other teams. So that's competition. And also in the center of the program, it's a story. Because it's something very powerful, this when you put... build this whole program inside the story. Stories can be ridiculous, they're funny, it's about real figures. But it's all, it's not just how much is 2 + 3. It's like much more, it's like, for example, I'll give an example. We have like a whole series of problems about Mozart, who wants to build your orchestra he brings different instruments and he has harps and he brings violins and he brings like electric guitars, and it's for example, so this kind of or series of questions about Van Gogh, who wants to draw stars, wants to draw, like, so that's, it's all about stories, all about using your imagination.
Right.
So interesting how you've sort of identified your the reasons why you moved towards this voice-activated instruction and how it's working for math. You have another product for Spanish, too, and I'm particularly intrigued by this as well. I wish I would have learned to speak Spanish at a younger age when it was easier to learn a second language, perhaps. So fascinated to hear about your Spanish option as well.
Yeah, you know, that was exactly my thought. What inspired the idea of the program came a few years ago. Actually, I was trying to learn German.
Okay.
And the way I did it, I was listening to podcasts from Deutsche Welle. Deutsche Welle is a German radio station equivalent of BBC. And they put together maybe, I don't know, 20 or 30 years ago, this amazing course of German. And it probably used to be on a cassette tape sometimes, and they moved it to CDs, and now it's on podcasts. So I was, wherever I went on during the commute, I was listening to this podcast of German. And it's a very interesting story. They built it like very engaging. But I was always trying to stop the cassette, to stop the CD, to stop the podcast and just, wait, now I want to repeat after them. Now I want to be, what if I could be part of the story? What if I could talk with the heroes of the story? So I wanted to be part of that. So when I started working with Alexa and I see how powerful this technology can be, this conversational technology can be in teaching math, I said, wait a minute, but can I use the same principles to study languages? And we built this Thinking Cap Spanish. The idea is behind it so that it's a story. It's a story, and we have a story. So the characters are Little Red Riding Hood and Big Bad Wolf and Gingerbread Man, and they talk between themselves, and you are part of the story. At a certain point, they stop, and they say, okay, now repeat after me. And you repeat, and Alexa say, okay, very good. Now repeat, say this. Now imagine you start, at a certain point, you start talking together with them. So you become part of the story. So it's, I would call it interactive storytelling. So it's extremely powerful. This is the way of learning.
So we will definitely put on our show resources, the thinkingcapinnovations.com website. So our listeners can go there. If they go to that site, what else will they see?
Yeah. So we actually working with teachers. So we put together resources for the teachers for every lesson. Every lesson in both Thinking Cap Math and Thinking Cap Spanish, it takes about 10 minutes to complete. It's very short lessons. So we put together teachers' resources on our website. So before teacher works with their students, they can go, they can download the resources, they can see exactly what in this lesson. For example, if you work on math, Thinking Cap Math, for example, I'll give you an example. Thinking Cap Math, you can do addition, you can do subtraction, you can do skip counting. Now we are working on multiplication. So for example, you decide to work on lesson that dedicated to decomposition of number 10. So you download the worksheet and questions are there. So you work with your students, you see they understand the wording, they understand the questions, and then you work with them and let them work with Alexa. And it's something, it's also important, sometimes people don't know that Alexa is also available on mobile devices. You just download Alexa app on mobile phone or tablet. And that allows to use this technology at home as a homework. Because, okay, maybe not many people, some students might not have Alexa devices at home, but most of them have mobile devices. So they can continue using this as a homework. And that's what we use. That's what we saw the teacher doing also during this time. And the same thing we have also for Spanish. So teachers can download the resources. They see the conversation. They see the new words. They go over this material with their students. And then they work with Alexa after that.
Sounds interesting. So lots of resources there for staff members. They can go take a look Misha, thanks for sharing that information. So before we invite you to share what you're working on now or what's next for you, we have a couple of rapid response questions. Are you ready?
Sure, absolutely.
Great. So the purpose of these questions is to give our listeners a couple more ideas or sort of rabbit holes to wander down and to learn more. So first question, who is one expert that our listeners should connect with to learn more about voice-first applications?
Yeah, so there's a fascinating person. Her name is Julie Danielle Davis. She's an educator and she's an ed tech person. So she talks a lot about using voice technology in the classrooms. And I read everything she reads and she writes, and she had a very interesting podcast also called Voice in Education. So also everything she does, I listen very carefully because she's a great source of knowledge.
Excellent. How about if you're recommending a book for our listeners, what might it be?
Yeah, so I'm in this part of my life right now when most of the books I read are actually kids' books.
I can relate.
Yeah. So I'll go for every night is Berenstain Bears, I would say, for HBO.
Oh, they're the worst. Those books are so long. But at least they're nice and pleasant to each other.
Yeah.
They teach a lesson, you know.
Right. Exactly. So that's for us, the classical version of classical Berenstain Bears, like it's always a source of wisdom and I would say charm, like really charm.
Yes, charm is a good way to put it. Yes.
Yeah. For myself, I try to read this fascinating book by Yuval Noah Harari called Sapiens, who talks about the history of humankind. It's a great book.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing. And finally, is there a person that you learn from regularly?
Yeah, I really try to listen to Simon Sinek, which is great person. He talks about, I learn a lot from him about, I would say, making the right decision in life, what's really important in life.
Yeah, I can to listen. I can connect to you finding your why as you transitioned from physicist to this app creator, right?
Right.
All right, Misha, thanks for being here. And you've done a good job of helping us and our listeners understand what's happening at ThinkingCap Innovations, particularly around this idea of voice-first applications in education. So what are you working on now that you'd like to share with our listeners?
It's not easy time for everybody right now. And, you know, people losing jobs and people losing close ones. But for people who work in ed tech, and it doesn't matter if it's a huge company like Zoom or tiny startup like us, it's very exciting time because it's really opportunity to make a change. And so we really, we started our work and actually started last year working with special education kids, which was amazingly gratifying, like really amazing feedback we hear from kids, especially we started visually impaired kids. And now we're working with kids who have struggling with reading and writing. So, because that's this technology really something they can really can help them. And now we're opening up also to general students. So we it's very interesting to hear also our conversation with school districts, because before pandemics, when we tried to talk to districts, the question was, it doesn't have screens, so what can it do? Now our conversation is, wait, it doesn't have screens? And you say it only cost between $30 and $50. And it's also touch free. So now when we talk to school districts, the approach absolutely like changed completely to this technology. And also now we started our free pilot, and right now there are more than 100 schools who expressed interest to join our pilot. So we're really excited about that. And we invite more schools, more districts to join us. Very exciting time for us.
Excellent. Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Misha. It was a pleasure to learn more about your work. We've linked those resources in the show notes so that our listeners can check out everything that you have shared with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Aline. Thank you, Randy. I'm very excited to be here.
Excellent. Each episode, we leave you with a question to think about with the idea of provoking reflection and conversation. This episode's question: how might your learners learn with voice-first applications? If you've enjoyed this episode, would like to comment or check out the resources shared today, visit the show notes at tltalkradio.org and look for Season 7, Episode 17. That's all for this episode. We'll be back next week with another conversation featuring other innovative thought leaders. Thanks again, Misha.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Randy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Do you want to simplify your school's technology, save teachers time, and improve students' performance on state assessments? You can do it all, but don't waste another minute. Head straight to IXL.com/BE to learn how IXL's research-proven teaching and learning platform can help you achieve all of these goals. That's IXL.com/BE.